First Kings, chapter 10. It's another type, pretty lovely type, where Blessed Lord King Solomon, Joseph and David before us, and Solomon is a type of our Lord. And the First Kings, chapter 10, verse 5, verse 4. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in him. I would like to suggest, dear and beloved, for your consideration, that she'd seen all of Solomon's wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He has made unto us wisdom from God. The glorious expression of our Lord is wisdom. All of Solomon's wisdom. And the house that he had built. Chapter 3. We had the temple there, the house of God. That was Solomon's great aim, wasn't it? Big aim. The house that he had built. We had the features, some of the features of the house of God before us this week, dear beloved. The meat of his table. Chapter 10, table. Meat of his table. And the fellowship is connected with it. And if you look back at chapter 4, I think it is, chapter 3, Daniel, or 4, where we have the meat of Solomon's table. Anyway, I'll make you through. Look at it. I do remember, I gave Brother Daniel quite the address that in all of the scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, it's the largest table. All the meat that's there. I'll leave it to you fathers and mothers to bring it before your children. The largeness of Solomon's table and the fellowship that it brings out. The meat of his table. Chapter 4. Verses 22 and 23. That shows the extent of this wonderful fellowship. And then it says, the sitting of the servants. You might say, well, what's the end of that in chapter 11? And that's the Lord's Supper. And I think we sit at the supper and meditate on the Blessed Lord. But you know, I must fall back on Mr. Darby's word, this deportment, the deportment of his servants. And if you come to verse 31 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I was very appreciative of what our dear brother George was saying too, that, you know, at the supper, we have to judge ourselves mightily and walk in self-judgment. I'm sure that would be our deportment, wouldn't it? We would deport ourselves as those who are walking in self-judgment. The sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers. And that's chapter 12, isn't it? Chapter 12, again, attendance of the ministers, all the administrations of these things and the gifts and that in there. And then it says, their apparel, chapter 13, their apparel. In Colossians we have, above all these things, put on God. The dear old brother that I remember used to speak about, the overcoat, the not being overcoat, all the, above all these things, 1 Corinthians 13, their apparel. And then his cupbearers, chapter 14, those who minister the word and serve the Lord in that way. And that the cupbearers were the special, precise servants of the Master. They came right into the presence of the Master, pouring precious things into him. And that's what we need today, is those that will minister something of the preciousness, the refreshment that will sustain in these days his cupbearers. And then finally, his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord, of course, was what? them all had before him, and they had that special ascent, didn't they? And there's the 14 Psalms of degrees that read on, from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. And in Psalm 134 we finish up, don't we? You might, sorry, bear with me while I quickly find it. I'm reading from the Authorized Version, Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand at the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless you of Zion, and he saved us when our life is situation, isn't it? And then the thought of ascent, you know. We can't miss this thought of ascent. Ascent! We're going to rise! Here, but your mother is coming for us. Oh yes, perhaps we didn't really weave the earth in prosperity 15. But you know, our hearts are there, weren't we? Oh, we're all speaking about prosperity 4. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout. But the voice of the archangel and the tongue of God that headed right to life for us. And we will live in the mean. We will live a happy survival. Oh, how wonderful. The sea and the flooding. Blessed be to that man. Look at the power of his trust. But now we're going to see him. We're going to see him. Oh, it's been wonderful. He's a saint. Do we know it? The house of the Lord, you know, man, there's nothing. Into that wonderful Father's house in high, you know. And we're just talking during the interval about the house. And there was chambers round about it. Chambers round about it for the priests. In my Father's house, there's many chambers. There's many chambers. In my Father's house. Isn't it wonderful, dear beloved? Oh, let us as we go away and meditate on these things. Well, maybe it doesn't stand four square. Perhaps all the learned ones among us can tear it to pieces. But this is how it appeals to the idea of the rugged. This is somewhere what we've had before us this week. And these readings of First Corinthians, these precious summary that's here and there, wonderful, blessed Savior we have, may we be found here in the days of the rain, here for him. What is his name, Savior?